Unit 10. Reading. Switching off the internet.
We live in a world where every minute on the internet, approximately 187 million emails are sent. Over $860,000 is spent by online shoppers, and 18 million text messages are sent. In that same 60-second period, there are 3.7 million search queries on Google. Now imagine, if you can, that the internet is suddenly switched off. Not for 1 minute, but for 24 hours. In Algeria in 2018, there was a complete internet blackout for up to 3 hours a day for 5 days. The reason? It wasn't to stop people watching the latest cat memes. It was to stop students from cheating in their school leaving exams. The year before, many students arrived at their exams late. By the time those students went into the examination hall, they had had time to see some of the questions as they had already been posted online. So the next year, they decided to switch off the internet for the first hour of each exam. Algeria is not the only country that has switched off the internet because of online cheating. In Mauritania, for example, they had a complete internet blackout from the morning until evening on exam days. But in both cases, there was a lot of criticism for taking these drastic steps. Naturally, when the internet is switched off, a number of businesses, from travel agents to banks, cannot continue working. And people complained that there are easier alternatives to stop internet cheating. Mobile phone jammers could probably do the same job. Meanwhile, Bali had a completely different reason for switching the internet off. For the first time in 2018, they switched it off for 24 hours to celebrate Nyepi, or the Balinese New Year. This holiday is traditionally celebrated with meditation and silence. Shops and tourist attractions are closed, and so is the airport. People must stay at home, and they must not light fires or use electrical devices. Even tourists were not allowed to go out onto the streets or to the beach for 24 hours, but Wi-Fi was available to them in hotels. Indonesia is, in fact, one of the most connected nations in the world, with more than 132 million users. But as the governor of Bali said, life can go on perfectly well without the internet. So what about in the UK? Is there any situation when the internet can be unplugged? According to law, the internet can only be shut down to protect the public safety or health, or in the interests of national security, for example, to protect against a major cyber attack. It would need to be very serious, though, because switching off the internet can have serious financial consequences. The Brookings Institution calculated that internet blackouts around the world in 2015-16 cost countries at least $2.4 billion.